im Ovdu eine Chayibach Yusen. In such cases where they're watching for you just on Shabbos, you hire this person to watch your cow just on Shabbos. So the locha, since he doesn't get paid for it, he's only called a Shrei Mechinam. Therefore, if it gets lost, he's not Chayibach Yusen. If the Geneva of Yaveda happens, he's potter, he's only a Shrei Mechinam. But what about Vim Hoyes Chir Shabbos? Let's say you hire this person for the whole week. He's not only working for you on Shabbos, he's not only watching your cow today on Shabbos, but he's watching it the whole week. Or else, Schir Chodesh, you hired him for the whole month. Or else, Schir Shana, you hired him for the whole year. Or else, Schir Shavua, you hired him for the whole Shemitah for all 7 years. Then the Loch is, Noisim Loischa Shabbos, you're even allowed to pay him for the day of Shabbos. Since you're not paying him for Shabbos alone, you're giving him a paycheck for the whole week, for the whole month, for the whole year. That's called Tzchar B'Havloah. And Avada, we're talking about work that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Avada, to hire somebody to do malacha, that's also, there's no heter. Even to tell a guy to hire a guy to work for you is also on Shabbos. But here we're talking about the actual work is mutter. You're allowed to have somebody watch your kids. You're allowed to have somebody watch your Torah. So the only question is, are you allowed to pay him for the work on Shabbos? See, if he's only working on Shabbos, it's also to get paid. But if he's working for the whole week, and you're paying him now a salary for the whole week, that's mutter. Lefikov, therefore, imavdu chayibach yusun. If now the shomer loses your pora that he's watching for you, he's chayib b'gnev of yaveda, because he's called the shomer sacha. Since he's getting paid for the work that he's doing, he's chayibach yusun. So what do you see? You see by Shabbos, even if somebody works for you, but if you're paying him for the whole week, that's called b'havloah. You're like swallowing up the payment for Shabbos with the rest of the payment of the week, it's muta. So here also, if you have this Rebbe, the Chura, you don't have a Rebbe just for Shabbos. He's a Malama tonight because he's a Rebbe that's working the whole year. Says pay, he's allowed to get paid for Shabbos also then. Says so, why can't he teach the first time something new on Shabbos? So Gemara says like this, Mir Bechlal, there's no proof. Elagabe Shabbos, Aino Taima, the Enkorim Batchila. You know why a Rebbe that teaches kids on Shabbos should not teach them something new? He should only review with them. Mishum diyifna avusoyin diyenuka lemitzvosa de Shabbata. Because what a father usually does on Shabbos is he has his kids do mitzvahs. So if you're going to have to teach him something new, it takes a long time. And the parents won't like that. The parents want the kids home to melamed them to eat the suda on Shabbos. Rashi says, the Ram says, Sha'avas atinoikas, the parents, poinim lemitzvah Shabbos, or mishtasheyim im atinoikas. They're happy with their kids. V'yemikru atinoikas lechatchila yechoshu levetulam. They're afraid, what, that they'll take too long? So they won't want them to learn so long. So that's why we tell the Rebbe, don't teach them something new on Shabbos. Because the parents want their kids home soon. They want to enjoy Shabbos with their kids. So therefore, you're not supposed to learn something new with them, but rather just chazah something on Shabbos. The boy seven other teretz is like this: Mishum de v'Shabbata ochlin v'shosin v'yoker aloyin alma. In other words, after cholent on Shabbos, it's hard to learn. So kids, since the kids eat a lot on Shabbos, it's hard for them to learn. So you can't teach them something new on Shabbos. That's why there's an inyan just a chazah on Shabbos. Rashi says v'yoker aloyin alma. Since on Shabbos they eat more than they eat in the middle of the weekday, is avrayim kvedim aleihem. Their body is a little bit heavy. They're tired-like. They can't learn something new on Shabbos because that takes a lot of being. They're too tired after the cholent. So therefore, the Rebbe on Shabbos, you should only chazal with the kids and not learn something new. But it has nothing to do with taking pay for the work of Shabbos. And the Moshe Kedyam Shmuel says that Shinu Veses Tchilas Chole Mayin. When somebody changes his normal manner, it's the beginning of getting stomach problems. In other words, if you're used to eating a certain amount, and all of a sudden you start to eat much more, you change your normal manner, you're going to have stomach problems. There also, if on Shabbos you eat more than the whole week, you're not going to feel so good. So therefore, we can't make the kids learn something new on Shabbos. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Olaman diyomascha pisak taimim, the one that says that when you teach Torah, Chumash, you're allowed to take pay, because you're teaching them the trup, how to sing the chumash, and that's mutter. My time alayom is chashimer. Why doesn't he agree to the other man, the yomah? That when you teach kids, you're also allowed to take money, because you're getting paid not for the learning, the teaching of the Torah, but you're getting paid rather for the shimmer, for the watching of the kids. Someone says, Ksavar bonois miko boy and shimmer. They hold there's such a law when you teach girls, also you're allowed to take money. Now when you teach girls, mashma girls don't have such a discipline problem. Girls are easier to teach. So when you're teaching girls, there's no shimmer. You don't have to watch them. They're not used to running around. Faisal Mikra Din. A girl will stay in the house, Mikra Din, that the cupboard of the girls are to be in the house, so they're not used to being so wild. Taisha says, Obanois Leka Yetzonius, girls don't go out so much. For the boy Shim, you don't have to watch him so much. So now when you teach girls, for them you should not be allowed to get paid. And it's mashma in the Mishnah, you get paid, there's a minig to get paid by Mikra, even though you're teaching girls also. So therefore, what's the heter? It has to be Mishum Pisik Taimen. You're allowed to take pay because you're teaching them the truck, how to lane the chumish. And that's not me, the Raisi holds, therefore for that you're allowed to take money. Now the Gemara says, Ulaman the Yom Shimmer, the one that says the reason why you're allowed to take pay when you teach Chumash is because there's Shimmer involved, you have to watch the kids for the discipline that you have to take care of. You're allowed to pay, get money. My time Yom Pisik Taimim. How come he doesn't also agree he could take money for the fact that you're teaching Trup? Just teaching the Trup. When you learn Chumash, you also teach them how to sing it, how to lane it. So for that you should take money. The Teretz says, Ksavar, he holds, Pisuk Taimim Diraisu. He holds, no, this Indian, when you lay in the Chumash, you have to lay in it with the Trup. Trup is also Midiraisu. So therefore, you're not allowed to take money for that either. When you teach somebody Trup, you can't take money. If it's Midiraisu, it's Mamish Achelik HaTorah. Like the Ran says, V'yosa Lital Alimudam Schar, Techivon Dimidiraisu Ninu, Hevelu Kechukim HaMishpatim. That's Mechlal the Pasuk of Chukim HaMishpatim. That Kasher Tzivani Hashem, you're only allowed to teach Chukim HaMishpatim the way Hashem taught Moshe, for free, and not for money. So that's why he doesn't learn the Heter is Schar Pisik Tamim, but rather the Heter is Schar Shimmer. You have to take care, watch the kids, for that you can take money. Now, why does he hold for this chat? Because he holds like the Omer Rav Ika Baravin, Omer Rav Chanana Lomer Rav. My Dechsiv, what's Pshan the Pasuk in the Chemia that says, Vayikru ba'seifa teres lakim. They read from the Chumash, from the Torah. Mefurosh v'soim seichel v'yavinu. And by so they understood what they were saying, so they understood it. So we'll see what that means. Ba'mikra v'yavinu ba'mikra. They understood the mikra. Now what does the pasuk mean? Vayikru ba'seifa teres lakim ze mikra. Means they read Chumash. They started to learn Chumash. Then Mefirish, what does that mean? They explained it like, Zeh Targum, they also learned Targum. The Rav says, Mefirish Lelekro, Targum explains the Psukim. What's the Soim Seichem? They understood it. Elo HaPsukim. They understood the Psukim. The Rav says, Nekudois, HaMasikois Bein Posik LePosik, V'korulo Sum Seichel Shayideya Modimeven HaMikro, Kefi Tenua Satamim, Nera Perakandach Gigo, Nafkimino LePsuki Tamim. Because they know when the end of a pasuk is, when the end of an inyan is. That's the way you can understand the psukim. If you know when an end is, so you know what the pasuk means to tell you. That's called the sum seichel elu apsukim. They knew when the end of a pasuk was. Then it says, "The yavinu b'mikra." They understood the psukim. Ze pisuk taimim. He dashes. That means trup. Mashma is part of the derisa of limit is to read the chumish with the trup. The Amri Lord, some say no. Elo ha-mesuris. This is the union of the mesuris. So Rashi Ran says, Mashanim suba mesura. There are certain things that we read it differently, even though it's written one way, but there's a mesura given over differently, like Allah Moshe Mitzinai. That's beyond this pasuk. You see, it's a machloikis, a pisuk tamim is midiraisa or not. Oh, right. Amr Rab Yitzchak, Mikra Seifrim, the Indian of Mikra Seifrim. So Rand says, Amr Yitzchak, Mikra Seifrim Akriya. Shemasu lanu harishonim shenikro seifrim. That the Rishonim taught us how to read certain things, what he means to say is all these things are halacha v'moshe m'sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu really taught it to us. But Nikra Seifrim, what the Seifrim, the Rishonim, taught us to read. The Yitta Seifrim, that means Tevas Yiseris, extra words, Shenichtavu Liyapis Haloshen, for the Kroos Itter, it's called like you're crowning it, Lefeishen Ma'atrin Es Haloshen, certain extra words were put in to make it sound good, to give the words a crown. That's also Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's called Yitta Seifrim. Now the Kriyan, for like Sivan, there are certain things that there's a kriya, that's the way we say it, even though it's not the way it's written. There are certain words in the Chumash that we just read it, even though it's not really written there. Or else, certain things are written one way, but we don't learn it. All these things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. All these things are throughout Nach, and throughout Chumash, these are all called halacha l'moshe m'sinai. These are nyonim. Now we'll explain it. Mikra Seifrim, what does it mean, Mikra Seifrim? That means the way the Seifrim taught us to read things. So, Eretz, Shemayim, and Mitzrayim. So, Ron says like this, Mikra Seifrim, Eretz. Eretz. Shekashiyesh bo yasnachto, Nikra Eretz, Oratz, Bekamatz. Oretz. Like, how to read it? Rel Shemayim, and Mitzrayim. Shafo pi, Shem, Bem, Aleph. Even though there's no Aleph in it. Nikroyim, Kilu, Hoisebem. We read Shomayim. Otherwise, just the word doesn't have an aleph there. So you should think to read it, Somim. How do we know to read Shomayim with the commas? This is called Nikra Seifrim. As we shine them taught us how to read these words. If you look at the word Shomayim, Shin Mem, Yud Mem, you can think maybe to read it Shomim. How do you know to read Shomayim? That's Nikra Seifrim. Or else Mitzrayim, same thing. Mitzrim. How do you know to read Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim. That's called Mikra Seifrim. Same thing, Oretz. Maybe read it Eretz. How do you know to read the Oretz? These are called Mikra Seifrim. Vaita. Itta Seifrim. What's the extra words that the Chum put in to like crown the words? Acha Tavayru. So Ran says, Itta Seifrim, Acha Tavayru. Acha Talechu, Acha Tayosif. Kod Musorim, Acha Nigoinim. Acha Noigim. Kol hani achar, all these words acharim yusarim, they're really extra. V'yena melele teferes haloshin, it's only to make a beautiful language like. Tevle lemichtov, sodu libchem, v'tavayru. What do you have to say the word achar for? Rav tisko shivas yomin. What's the word achar? Rav tiyosef kod musarim, noigim. Rav shenichtavu leteferes haloshin. Even though it's written in the Chumash this way, but you know the word achar here really is like extra. Really it shouldn't be there. The word achim and all these psukim are only here as iter haloshen, to make the loshen, the language, sound nice. So that's iter seifrim is achat avaru, achat telech, achat to Yosef, kod musarim, achat noigim, tekoscha kar rekel. Yeah. These are all in yonim of with an extra word here just to make it sound nice. In tekoscha kar rekel, so also ever the mixture tekoscha harre kale. Kedachsib mishpatecha toim rabba. Loi mishohorim aromim, kleima amalochim, tzrichim titkas Hashem. Even the malochim need the titkas of Hashem. So what's the loshen of keharei keil? That's leteferes haloshen. It's time to make it sound nice. Yeah. Vaita. Now, there are certain psukim of elo kriyin v'loik sivan. What are the words that we lay and we read it, even though it's not really written there? That's pras debelechtoi. So Ran says, Kriyim v'leksivim pras debelechtoi. Bishmul heve lohoshiv yodi b'no pras. Pras kori v'leksiv. The word there, pras, we read it even though it's not written there. Ish, tekarsha yishal ish b'dvaro lekim. Another person in Shmuel also. The word ish is not really there. Just be misarvis like it's there to read it, and even though it's not there. Boim bin nivnaso. And lo deplato. Es dehigit hugad. Eli di Gorin. Eli da Sorin. Yeah. So these are the words here that they're not really there in the Pasuk, but just we read it that way, that's also Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Ran says, Ish, the Kasha Yishal B'Shmuel Nami, Heve Gabi Achisoifel, Kasha Yishal Ish B'Dvar Lekim, Ish Kor Kri V'Loik Siv. Certain words we just say even though it's not written there. These are all cases where the words are not really there. Just halacha moshe Sinai, we say them. Vayta, the Gemara says, halin, these next cases are Korean. All these are halin Korean like seven. Now, uksavim like Korean, where are the cases where the word is written there, but we don't say it out? That's no de yislach. So to run, ksivin v'loy kriya nod li yislach, b'melochim, b'shtach avisi beis rimoin, yislach no Hashem liyavdecho, ksiv no v'loy mikri. In melochim over there, the word no, even though it's written there, we don't read it. How come we don't read it? That's also called halacha l'moshe Sinai.